We continue with Steely Fishbacher.
One thing that you deal with quite well is introducing new varieties and new products to the producers. There's a new lab taking place, and it has something to do with a different entity, right?
That's right. So U.S. Wheat Associates is one of our national organizations that we fund and are a major part of here at Texas Wheat. And their main goal is to just increase U.S. wheat exports. So they work on different trade barriers and knocking those down and gaining market access. And they also really focus on educational and technical assistance in foreign countries. You know, teaching those milling importers about the value and quality of U.S. wheat. So even if we might be more expensive from day to day on their, you know, list of wheat that they could purchase, if they know they're going to get a higher quality product that's going to run through their mill more efficiently and give them a higher quality end product, they're still going to buy from us. And one of the ways that we do that is through partnering with various countries and universities and putting in infrastructure to sell that message. And so just on December 3rd, we had a new opening of a regional flour milling and baking lab in Chile. And what they are going to do there is they've partnered with a local university there in Santiago, and they will be running different courses for millers and bakers there in that local area where they can come in and see kind of what does a hard red winter wheat from the U.S., how does that compare to some of our foreign competitors, or, you know, what kind of premium products can we make or new products can we introduce into our local area with that type of wheat. What we've seen from this, so already just since that facility opened in the beginning of December, they've already had a workshop where they were able to bring in 75% of the country's milling industry was represented. So that's a major event where we can reach that wide of audience and show them and teach them about the value and the uses of U.S. wheat. So we're really excited about the opening of this new lab. This is not a one-off event. You know, we have these labs and other, you know, similar projects in other foreign countries. But South America is really kind of a focus for hard red winter exports. We see that as really a growing market. Some of their local products are changing. You know, they're introducing new products that they may have not had historically that really fit well with the type of wheat that we produce here in Texas and in the United States. And so being able to have that facility there and reach those local customers and show them that value, I think, is really beneficial and something that could really benefit our Texas wheat growers.
Another stream, income stream, is always an important asset to the producers here in the United States. And that's exactly what the Texas wheat producers do. They handle the legislative side of the issue. They do the marketing for you of products. They're always looking for the best products to for our producers out there and always looking for new avenues of trade. Steely, the year 2021 was a part of a COVID year. There were some difficulties. Weather has been pretty rough so far, especially in the latter months, the last quarter here of this year. Overall, how do you feel about going into 2022 with Texas wheat? How the producers feeling? Have you gotten a sense of what they're looking for, or anxious for, or if 2021 cracked up to be what it was?
Yeah, so whenever we're talking about calendar year and wheat, things get a little more complicated.
Yeah.
So we're actually talking about two very different crops, right? So we have the crop that we harvested in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
That crop had its own challenges and really was stressed from drought early in that season. But then we had some cooler temperatures and some rain that came in May and really helped out a lot of those acres. And then we also had a rebound in our prices for that crop. And so I think that our growers looking back on 21, those that were able to make it through the drought and get it to grain, I think they would report that as a favorable season in most instances. As we move in and discuss this 2022 crop, I think there's a lot of lingering concerns. I think most of those concerns are with weather-related items that we've discussed at length, as well as, you know, what type of availability of crop products they're going to have. Price of cost of production has increased, and then concerns about availability as well. And so when we talk to our growers and we have them here in early December, that is what was on their mind, really, was the availability of crop protection products as well as the cost of doing business these days. That's really their main concerns. But at the same time, having that optimism of where crop prices are right now. So I mentioned that we were trading below $8 this week. I'm not sure exactly where we ended at the end of the week, but I think we were back close to the $8 range. And so I think that also lends some optimism. We haven't had $8 wheat in a while.
Yeah.
And so that also is kind of that glimmer of hope moving into 2022. And we know that our farmers will take advantage of that if they can.
Yeah, but probably one of the words of the year, especially for wheat farmers, the second half of the season that they'll introduce is supply chain issues.
That's right.
Be the big takeaway from that. Well, Mrs. Fishbacher, thank you so much for spending time with us here at KG&C. We really appreciate what you do. We appreciate what the Texas wheat producers do across our area, and we wish you and yours the merriest of Christmases.
Oh, certainly, and same to you. And I know I can't speak on behalf of growers, but from my perspective, I appreciate everything that y'all do at KG&C to allow us to speak to your audience and to provide the information that our growers need. So really appreciate you all doing that, and hopefully you'll have a very Merry Christmas as well.
We will do. Thank you so much, Mrs. Fishbacher.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for tuning in to the KG&C Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. You can find these interviews and more on our website at kgncnewsnow.com.